everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. In Washington, the site of a rare Oval Office address by President Biden, speaking of wars in the Middle East and in Eastern Europe and what he sees as America's involvement in them.
I'm Peter King. Hours after his return from Israel,
we cannot give up on peace.
President Biden has asked Congress for a $100 billion military aid package to help Ukraine and Israel fight off Russia and Hamas, respectively.
We're going to make sure Iron Dome continues to guard the skies over Israel.
With Mr. Biden saying the security of both countries is important to that of the U.S. and other democracies. Peter King, CBS News.
The high tension in the Middle East has the State Department putting out a rare worldwide alert for American citizens traveling overseas. Also, federal law enforcement officials warning of potential threats right here in the U.S.
The intelligence bulletin details reports of physical assaults, bomb threats, and online calls for mass casualty attacks. A separate alert from New York City police identifies an uptick in violent neo-Nazi messaging online and finds foreign terrorists like Al-Qaeda are calling on followers to attack Americans and Western Europeans.
Correspondent Catherine Herridge. 2 weeks and counting, the House of Representatives has no speaker, meaning no action on not only the president's aid request, but anything else either. After two fail votes, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan first said he did not want a third vote. Now he does.
Jordan met behind closed doors with some of those Republicans who are not in his camp. And as those Republicans left the meeting, they told us they're still not in his camp. I mean, this opposition feels bulletproof, which makes a very cloudy picture in the future.
Congressional correspondent Scott McFarland, back in the U.S. after defecting to North Korea.
Army Private Travis King is facing 8 charges. Documents obtained by CBS News show they include desertion, assaulting other soldiers and officers, and soliciting and possessing child pornography. His sudden bolt into North Korea came after he had been released from a South Korean prison on July 10th, where he had served nearly 2 months on assault charges.
Correspondent Jennifer Kuiper. Halloween's usually a pretty good time to advertise big studio movies and sell related merchandise, but not this year. Striking film and TV actors want to do nothing of the sort. Monica Ricks reports.
Hey, Bobby. The Screen Actors Guild just announced new rules for Halloween costumes on picket lines, and basically any popular characters on TV shows and movies are out, from Barbie.
You look
unrecognizable. Ridiculous.
To Wednesday Addams and even Marvel superheroes.
On the Health Watch, Harvard medical researchers warn that eating more than one serving of red meat a week, well, that could increase your chances of developing type 2 diabetes. Overseas markets are lower. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Wisconsin needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albar Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albar.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albar, along with Mr. Aaron Zalbers on the board. It is Thursday, October 19th, 2023. Welcome to the show. That is an indication right there. That is the way this show is going to go. Welcome into the show today, everybody. Bear with us. We are trying something new, live and on the air. So there will be new breaks today. Things are going to seem maybe a little disconcerted. Big things are coming next Monday. We'll talk about that more in the second hour. But if things sound a little off, if I'm a little off, well, I'm always a little off. So that won't be dramatically different. But if things sound off, it's because they are. Zalbers and I were talking yesterday. I'm taking these dance classes right now, the Betty Hayes School of Dance. 16 years I was the MC and engineer for the Betty Hayes School of Dance in Southwest Wisconsin.
An impressive career.
Well, not so much me, but her, certainly. But here's the thing I learned from Betty Hayes. You want to have a dress rehearsal. You don't want to just, you know, send your dancers out on stage and never dance, but you want to have a dress rehearsal, you understand?
So that's why we've got this.
That's kind of, well, and usually, normally you don't do it in front of the audience. But here, this is fantastic because for our listeners across the state of the Civic Media app can see how the sausage is made. So we're trying out new commercials here and a new commercial slots. So it may sound a little off today, but it'll get there. It'll get there, and we're very happy to have you along. Big show today, talking more about the University of Wisconsin system in crisis, and we have two wonderful.
You mean the universities of Wisconsin, Todd?
Just like Twitter, I'm not calling it X, and I'm not calling it Universities of Wisconsin.
Oh yeah, I'm not calling it that either.
Right? It is. That's what they changed the branding to. But yes, universities of Wisconsin, or as I like to still call it, the UW system. Steve Wildeck, who is a Vice Chancellor Emeritus of the UW Colleges and UW Extension, and also Greg Lampe, Provost and Vice Chancellor Emeritus of UW Colleges and UW Extension, are both here live. And that's why things on the stream look a little bit different, because we rarely, I'm not sure if it's my body odor or what, but we rarely have guests in the studio. But we're happy to have these fine gentlemen here. And this is one of the great things, opportunities to have this program, is to dig down into the facts, beyond the hyperbole, beyond the yelling, screaming, and accusations. Let's just look at the facts. I think that's a great way to start. So Steve Wildeck and Greg Lempe are going to be here and talking about what's happening at the University of Wisconsin system. Of course, Oshkosh, UW-Oshkosh, it was revealed this week that 1 in 6 jobs are going to be cut or are being cut. Also, one of their satellite campuses, the two-year campus, UW-Fond du Lac, is being closed, along with UW-Washington County, which is a satellite of UW-Milwaukee. And also UW-Richland, a satellite now of UW-Platteville. And by the way, there are more cuts coming next week, as we found out that president of the UW system, Jay Rothman, is announcing another round of cuts at UW-Platteville proper, the four-year school, next week. I happen to believe that if you look at this, and the only significant thing in this rebranding goofiness that they did, $500,000, by the way, is they literally took off the two-year campuses from the map of the UW system. There's only the 13 four-year schools left on the map. You put that together with what Howard Markline did and Tony Kurtz introducing this legislation that's being circulated for co-sponsorship, last I heard, where they want to give $2 million for each community where they close a school. Well, at the time of that legislation, there had only been two, Richland and Washington, and they had the legislation for three. Now they're going to need maybe four, five, six. I honestly believe, not hyperbole, that every two-year center campus is in jeopardy of closing. We heard from former Associate Dean of Student Affairs, John Poole, at Richland earlier this week. I believe he said he goes along with that, that there is a real danger of that. So we're going to ask Steve Wildeck and Greg Lempe about that. Also, taking a look at the House Speaker's race within the last hour or so, it was announced by Gymnasium GYM Jim Jordan of Ohio that he will not, at least for now, seek another round of voting to try to get him into the Speaker's chair. Says he's going to hold off for now. Not saying he won't run again, but holding off for now. And now there's real momentum. We talked about that on this show before. Real momentum for Speaker Pro Tem Patrick McHenry to possibly become either empowered more to run the House or also perhaps just say that they'll make him, the permanent Speaker. So we'll be covering that in hour number two as well. President Biden is set to address the nation tonight at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. President Biden has returned from Israel and the situation there, the war on Israel, and he is going to give an update, I believe, from the White House later on, well, actually tonight at 7 o'clock. So we'll talk a little bit about that in the second half of the show as well in hour number two. But here's what we're going to do, and for those of you watching on the stream, this is fantastic because you get to it's like going to a theater. Have you ever been to the Somers? Been to like a theater production, and they choose not to lower the curtain in between scene changes, and you get to see how the scene is done.
Yeah, which is always really interesting. Sometimes there's practical reasons, sometimes artistic reasons they do that. I've also just worked behind the scenes anyway, so either way, getting to see how the sausage made.
Getting to know all about you. Anyway, so here's what we're going to do. Normally, we would take a break at this time, but we don't have everything quite lined up, or at least Todd doesn't. So we're going to play one of my favorite songs, a little bit of about a minute or so of Kenny Chesney, because I think it encapsulates where we want to go here. And that is, can't everybody just get along? Right? That's what we need. We need more. I hear this from our listeners, people where we've talked about issues this week. They said, thank you for taking callers from, you know, the left and the right. And thank you for emphasizing that, look, we have to work together to make our communities work. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a little hear from Kenny Chesney. And on the other side, we will hear from Steve Wildeck and Greg Lempe. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wearing a t-shirt said Virginia is for lovers, had a Bible in his left hand and a bottle in the other. He said all you're really given is the sunshine in your name. We both started laughing when the sky started to rain. Get along down the road, we got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die. Perfect, but we try. Get along while we can. Always give love the upper hand. Paint a wall, learn to dance. Call your mom, buy a boat. Drink a beer, sing a song. Make a friend, can't we all get along? Saw a model on a billboard, 1-800-GET-TO-KNOW-ME. Wondered what she photoshopped, or were her eyes really that lonely? Did she leave her hometown thinking she'd end up in LA? Did she break down in the desert and get stuck beside the highway? Get along on down the road, we got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die. We ain't perfect, but we try. Get along while we can. Heaven can't be bought. We still don't know what love is, but we sure know what it's not. Sometimes you got to get along, along down the road. We got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die. We ain't perfect, but we try. Get along while we can. Always give love the upper hand. Paint a wall, learn to dance. Call your mom, buy a boat. Sing a song, make a friend, can't we all get along?
Perfect timing from Kenny Chesney. Can't we all get along? Great song here on a Thursday afternoon, October 19th, 2023. Welcome back into the program. Mr. Zommer's on the board. And again, we appreciate you bearing with us as we try out some on the fly, a little different breaks than we don't normally have. So that's why we have the music interlude, you know. But I and our guests here on this hour in this show, first of all, we have Greg Lampe, who is the Provost and Vice Chancellor Emeritus of the UW Colleges and UW Extension, and Steve Wildeck, Vice Chancellor Emeritus of the UW Colleges and UW Extension. Gentlemen, I appreciate you taking the time not just to be here today and talk about these issues, but also for this editorial that you have written. I know it's going to start appearing in different publications around the state. But before we get into that, Greg, a little bit about yourself, kind of where did you grow up and how did you get involved in the system? And we'll ask Steve the same thing. And when you talk, gentlemen, you kind of have to eat the microphone and get right into it. All right.
Well, thank you. Thanks so much for having us, too. Mm-hmm. I grew up in New Rochelle, New York, right outside New York City. I came to Wisconsin after graduate school. I graduated with my master's from DeKalb, Illinois in communication arts, and then came into Wisconsin and started teaching at UW-La Crosse in 1978. And that was my entry into UW system. After 5 years, I was successful in gaining employment at UW-Marshfield-Wood County, which is the two-year campus in Marshfield. Mm-hmm. And I spent the rest of my career basically in the colleges. So I was in the system for over 40 years at the end of my career and retired just recently in June 30th of this year. But I worked my way up through the academic levels. Like I started as instructor, then to assistant professor, associate, and eventually full professor. I served as the Associate Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs for about 3 or 4 years, and then served as the Provost and Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs for the colleges for 9 years, and then retired after that, and then got rehired to work within the system office.
I wish we only could have found people that were actually experienced for this show today.
A lot of background in academic affairs.
No, but the point is, I appreciate this. This is exactly what we need, gentlemen, is people who aren't just like, you know, goofballs like me who might know a little bit but are on have a microphone, but people who have been there. And we're going to come back and hear from Steve Wildeck on the other side. We're in a new commercial rotation. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. More on the other side. This is the Todd Oliball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
planning for these disasters, we'll make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy?